My baptismal covenant. A covenant is a promise we make with Heavenly Father. Read about three things we promise to do when we are baptized. Then write about what you can do to keep your baptismal covenant. Always remember Jesus Christ. When Elena saw others being mean to someone, she thought about what Jesus would do. Write down how you can remember Jesus. Always remember him. Moroni chapter 4. Verse 3. Keep his commandments. James chose not to watch a video with bad words and pictures. Write down a commandment you can keep. Keep his commandments. Moroni chapter 4, verse 3. Take his name upon you. Nana told her friends that she belongs to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Write down what taking his name upon you means to you. Take upon you the name of Jesus Christ. Moroni chapter 4, verse 3. Keeping my covenant. Here are some more ways you can keep your baptismal covenant. Help people. Akio helped his younger brother with his math homework. Write down who you can help. Bear one another's burdens that they may be light. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 8. Repent when you do wrong. After Isa said something unkind to her sister, she prayed to Heavenly Father. Then she asked her sister to forgive her. Write down how you can repent. Repent and be born again. Alma chapter 5, verse 49. Comfort others. Lucas visited his friend whose grandpa had died. Write down how you can comfort someone. Comfort those that are in need of comfort. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. Your confirmation. After your baptism, a priesthood holder will put his hands on your head. He will confirm you a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and bless you to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 15. What Heavenly Father promises you? When we are baptized and confirmed, Heavenly Father promises us that we will always have his Spirit with us. The Holy Ghost helps us feel God's love, comfort, and peace. He also helps us feel forgiven when we repent. You can learn more about your baptismal covenant by listening to the sacrament prayers each week. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 20, verses 77 and 79. Read by Kara McClellan.